What do we want to talk about?
Poontang.
I love talking about Poontang.
Welcome to Armageddon After Party, a beacon of hope in a dark, dark world. I am Dick Loverboy, here in the bunker once again with the Reverend Florist and Pick Roast.
This is the least professional intro we've ever done. I just jumped right into it.
Well, it was a true statement.
Yeah, certainly not the least professional.
That's down there. It's one of the, I think it's one of the
when
least
the fuck have we ever been professional?
Last week, we had a proper opening with a song that was written specifically for our podcast.
Right.
I think it was more making fun of us.
Yeah, I feel like it was some making fun of us happening there.
Yeah, I don't like Billy.
But no, I encourage, please make fun of us.
Rip us apart.
Right? Give us your worst. Let's see what you got.
But I do love Poontang.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Of course.
Uh-oh.
Attorney, client, privilege.
Yep.
Well, that's all right. Me and Pig Roast can handle this.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Yeah. Great start.
Right, yeah. How's your week, man?
It's been pretty good, man. Oh. I got an exercise bike.
What?
I got a bike.
A bike that goes nowhere.
That goes nowhere.
Okay.
But it's great for me.
Yes.
I used it this morning, so that's the goal. Every morning getting up.
You use it this morning?
Mm-hmm. Put it together last night. Just a couple pieces you had to put together. It wasn't really that bad.
Wait a second. You put it together?
I put it together. Didn't fall apart.
There's not. You don't not having your child anywhere around this thing while you're using it.
No. I had her upstairs somewhere.
All right.
I was down in the basement putting it together.
Is there enough?
I got to take care of my kid.
Oh, right. Right. She's up there with the nanny.
Yeah. Because I can afford that. Let's put her in her pack and play.
Yeah.
Give her some toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
you know.
Kids these days are weak.
That's why you buy a monitor.
You got to toughen them up.
You hear them choking, just... If it goes like a minute of choking, then you get up there.
Speaking of weak Americans, I keep seeing these memes on Facebook that are... I'm paraphrasing here.
Paraphrasing a meme?
It's many memes that have the same basic theme, which is that millennials are just pansies. And my day, we used to spank kids. And that's the problem with America, not guns. It's no respect.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
And the main theme of that that keeps coming up in all of these different memes that are like that are... millennials are lazy.
Oh, so they're like Mexicans.
Right.
Is that what they're...
millennials
we need
are
to build a wall for the millennials.
Millennials are lazy and privileged. And I was thinking, like, is there anything more, like, lazy and privileged than posting a meme about...
Well, it's not really the one who actually originally posted. It's the one that share it.
Right.
And like it. Amen, brother. Yeah.
Of course, thanks.
My mama whooped me with an extension cord if I ever got in trouble.
No doubt. If you created that meme, you put a little work into it. Right. I'll give you that. But if you share it, there's nothing lazier than that. There's
nothing lazier.
You didn't even have to think about it. You just like saw some bullshit and you're like, click.
I was talking about this earlier, how it just drives me nuts, especially the whole, like, it's the millennials. It's like, really? You're talking about them being whiny babies, but all you're doing is just blaming somebody else for all the faults of America, and
right.
You don't do any of it.
Guess what? Millennials aren't in control of anything.
Oh. What did the millennials do?
It's their fault.
Everything, John. It's America. Their fault, fucking snowflakes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's their fault that... guns kill people.
Well, I mean, they voted the president in. If it wasn't for the millennials,
right.
They wouldn't have him as president.
They're just, you know.
No, it's fucking, it's fun. It's just this cycle that always happens, right? I mean, like older generation always shitting on a younger generation and talking about how, you know, that's not how we were raised. No, we always had respect, said yes sir, yes ma'am. We stood for our flag. We always prayed in school. We never did anything wrong. We never got, no, you weren't out shooting neighbors' cats with guns, driving around, mowing people's yard with your car, fucking huffing gas, blowing shit up, stealing shit. You did the same kind of fucking shit.
Yeah. Huffing gas, especially.
Being stupid.
You say mowing neighbors' yards with your car?
You know, that's what they called it, mowing, like when you would take it and leave marks in it. That's where I grew up, that's what they called it. We're going to go mowing.
All right. So. Yeah, that's what somebody made up about millennials that, like, I don't know why people are bitching about them. It's like the people that are bitching raised this generation of assholes. So
fucking, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, but government told us that we couldn't spank them anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's my parents did the same thing with me with my fucking music. I mean, it's always the same. It's this. It's just this cycle. It's just so easy for them to be like, well, who's fucking raising them? Exactly. Like John said, who the fuck is raising these kids? Not me. Mine are perfect.
In a lot of cases, no one.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But, you know, not the worst ones are just being raised by assholes.
Yeah. It's just that you just hear it and I just turn off. I'm like, ugh, that's how you're going to start it? Ugh.
It's their fault, man.
Any conversation. Millennial, what? Oh, God. Yeah, just keep shitting on them. They're so stupid. All of them are stupid. Every single millennial.
You have a little bit more respect for your elders, you won't get shot by again.
Who names the generations?
I think it just happens.
It just happens?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, like okay. the Pepsi generation.
The choice of the new generation, yeah.
Generation next.
Was there ever actually a new generation that Pepsi was the choice of, or is that just an advertising slogan? I think advertisers name generations.
Probably right. Maybe. Yeah. Kylie, who knew that Madman had so much power?
Oh, of course.
Oh, man. They had a lot of power.
Yeah, they did.
Good God. They just did whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Drink all day. Smoke hella cigarettes inside.
Oh, gosh, that sounds so great.
Just bang whatever you want. Bunch of red fucking meat. Just cheat red
on,
fucking...
Cheat on their wives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they didn't say anything. You just got up in the morning smelling like God knows what from the night before. Maybe you wash your... Just get... Have a little bit of
and there was
bourbon
God,
in the morning.
There was God in schools back then, yeah.
Yeah, fucking just fucking scrambled eggs and a lot of bacon.
We'll say of all the things to blame the school shootings on, that's the least measurable. Like, there's nobody can present any like accurate measure of how much.
Oh man,
God
I saw
is...
like four memes that said that. That's four different things that you can cite right there.
Well, prove it. Prove that God is not in school. Prove that the omnipotent, omniscient creator of the fucking universe is not in that school. Like, you've made a claim. I would like to see some, like, one iota of proof.
The proof is in the repetition of the same claim.
Oh, of course.
If it gets repeated enough, it becomes true.
That's right.
Thank you, Mr. Goebbels.
Yeah. Wait, so you're saying there is a God in every school?
There's a God, an individual.
Are you
God
saying
in every
just
school.
A God or the God?
I think it's probably God, capital G. I don't think you're allowed to believe.
Well, there's many
in
gods,
capital
though,
G
right?
God, and then just be like, "Well, we stopped praying to him, so he got out of the schools." I don't know. It's just a silly claim to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they're praying to the wrong God.
Yeah, maybe that.
So maybe we need to rethink this whole guy. I mean, because there's many gods. There's like thousands and thousands and thousands of gods, right? And all different religions and shit.
Sure. I mean,
so which one are we supposed to pray to?
In my version of the multiverse, there's like an infinite number
of
gods.
Oh my God. It's so exhausting.
I'm going to go in the, isn't there one that's an elephant head and like multi-arms, or am I combining two of the Hindu gods?
No, I think you're right.
That's right.
Ganesh.
I think I'm combining Ganesh and maybe Shiva. Shiva's got four arms. I'm not sure. Dr. Octopus?
Maybe. I don't know. I think they both have nice tits though. That's a lot for a god. Nice rack.
Yeah.
Just supple.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like my God with a tit.
Just nice. A single.
with just one tit.
Well, at least one.
Can I make a correction from the previous episode?
Sure.
Wait, are we voting on this? Because I don't know if I... All right, yeah, I guess.
I think I confused gun laws in England and Australia at one point in time. I think I said something about in Australia, like you're allowed to have your guns, but they're going to be at an off-site location, like a gun club. I believe that's in England that it's that way.
Well, like, isn't Australia just like English prisoners?
Yes, it is. It was a prison colony that just turned into one of the coolest places in the world, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's like sunny and wintertime down there.
Yeah, but they have a lot of things that'll kill you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's beautiful beaches around the edge and then just miles and miles of shit that wants to murder you.
Yeah, just crazy poisonous snakes, spiders, fucking everything.
Wombats.
You think there could be like a secret city right in the middle of the outback, like that nobody can, like very few people can get to, and it's like little kids and they worship a guy. Worship a guy named.
Is it always just little kids? So once they get older, they have to move out, and a new group of kids come in each time.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it works. Because the older kids,
and they just keep that secret.
The older kids go and search for civilization, but they never make it back.
So how had the kids been there long enough that like civilization had kind of devolved and rebuilt itself? But there were no adults, and so what would happen? Like, did the adults get pushed out? Was it like a Lost Boys situation where they never got old?
That's
what
I'm saying. I'm assuming like once you get old enough, you're like, fuck this, we got to try to find something, and they walk off and they never make it back.
They don't have their version of the giant backwards paper mache head on the back of the donkey that's got the bottle of water hanging out ahead of it.
You know, I suppose they could always make it to Barter Town. They're like, fuck that, I'm never going back. We got liquor here. They got fucking
pigs
and fucking electricity, thanks to propane,
or methane. I think
methane. Man, I don't know. That's a weird conundrum about the kids.
I don't know about breaking into Barter Town. I think that's a difficult thing to pull off. I mean, Mad Max clearly had trouble with it. Pig Sticker, I think, also had some trouble. He was stuck down in the underground.
Right, right.
Shoveling pig poo.
Oh, so much pig poo down there, too.
Lots of pig poo. Now, when you were saying there's like a city in the middle, I was like, is this city extraordinarily technologically advanced and hidden by like a dome that nobody knows about? Is it Wakanda? That's exactly what I was thinking. I didn't realize you were going for Mad Max until
I haven't seen Black Panther. So.
Go
Thanks
see
for
that
ruining
movie.
That part of it for
you
me.
You did not. That's not a spoiler alert.
Yeah, apparently. Did you know there was a secret city that was camouflaged?
I won't be surprised by it now.
Yeah, it's definitely not crystal clear from every fucking preview out there that there's a hidden.
Maybe I don't watch previews because I don't want everything to be given away in the movie.
How do you gauge what movies you want to go see?
I just like put a poll up on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Should I go see this movie? Hit like for yes and frowny face for no.
I haven't seen many polls from you on Facebook. I haven't seen much activity at all from you on Facebook. What's up with that lately?
I hate Facebook.
I think your social media game might be lagging.
Facebook makes me mad every time I look at it, and I can't not look at it. It makes me mad really that does. I can't not look at it.
Yeah,
it's a never-ending cycle, and it makes me want to vomit.
It doesn't make me, like, especially with the aftermath of the shooting, it hasn't really made me as mad as I thought it would. Like, because that's
what's wrong with you?
But it's just more annoying stuff. Like, that's not related to
the
shooting.
It's the same shit.
Of course, yeah.
We get desensitized to the same awful memes.
You're just on this meme kick tonight.
I hate memes. I hate them so much.
Why?
Because they're just ridiculous.
Did you see the one about Black Panther that said there's two white guys in this movie?
The token.
It's Gollum and Bilbo. Does that make them Tolkien white guys? It's one of the funniest things I've seen in a while.
That's funny to hear it coming from somebody's actual mouth. If I saw it in meme form, I hate it.
So it's like you would enjoy comics better like when my mom reads them to you over the phone rather than looking at them in person?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. That's weird.
I just like the sound of your voice.
No.
You got a voice for radio and a face as well.
Wow.
I think I've seen that on a meme. Are you stealing all your material from memes?
I think your body is more Morse code, though.
What? Wait, what does that mean? It's bumpy? It's got a lot of texture to it? That would be Braille, I think, not Morse code.
I think you just take it however you want.
I don't want to take that.
you don't have to take it. Don't take it.
You just keep that. I don't want to take that, mister.
You can use that one in your act.
Oh, yeah. But seriously, the Black Panther is so fucking good. Go see that movie right now.
Ooh. If we do our stand-up, can I go right behind you so I can say, give it up one more time for...
That fat piece of shit.
You know, he has a face for radio, but he's got a body for Morse code.
And you're like, what is Morse code? I've never heard of Morse code.
Everybody would be on their phone. All those fucking millennials looking it up.
God, too
lazy. I'm sure there's a meme Morse somewhere code that explains
sounds exhausting.
It.
Could you believe?
I just don't get it. Out? I just don't get it.
Why didn't they just use their thumbs? Yeah. So, yeah, can that be one of my jokes?
Of course. I'm not going to. You don't have to run your shit by me at all.
Not even if it's like at your expense?
No. I mean, if it's funny, I don't give a shit.
Well, I think it's hilarious. I enjoyed it. I got a good chuckle out of it.
I think the process of coming up with it is what's funny.
I do think. Give it up one more time for that fat piece of shit. So I haven't been to any new open mics since the last time we spoke. I missed out on a couple. I think there's some like second and fourth Sunday and Monday in Athens, and I've missed those out. So I'm waiting on the next round. I'm still feeling things out as far as
getting your feelers, throwing your feelers out there.
And surprisingly, not actually like sitting down and writing anything. I just
no. You just think about things and you're like, ha.
That's how it works, huh?
And that's it. Then you don't write it down, but you like really.
That's good.
I'll remember it. Really enjoy that in the moment, and then you're like, "Man, I could do this.
I got this. I totally got this."
Man, I'm hilarious.
I just got to work the crowd. That's what I got to do. I just got to work the crowd.
100% crowd work. I want it. That's what I want to do.
Oh, I did. I sat down to eat some dinner the other night. Actually, I had like an hour to kill before going to see Black Panther, which is incredible. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go through some of these voice memos on my phone and just mine those, see what I can find. A lot of hot garbage is what I found on my phone. A lot of terrible things that like I was embarrassed that I even thought. And I'm so glad. Hopefully nobody has access to my voice memos remotely because it was just terrible.
Well, yeah. Do you have any examples?
Yeah, no, like, I don't want to give examples because they're not even funny in how terrible they are. They're just fucking terrible.
You should have someone else judge that.
Are they as terrible as the story about them?
Pretty much, yes. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to go any deeper about this because there is nothing redeeming about these voice memos.
Right. Okay. I get it.
They were deleted as quickly as possible.
My voice memos, on the other hand, are a gold.
I've heard some of yours, and they are, I have to say, usually fucking gold.
I haven't done one in a while. You know,
you used to do them all the time when you were at the golf course.
I used to do them all the time because I had a long drive, and I used to smoke weed in the car a lot. And I try not to do that anymore unless I really just have to.
I gotcha, yeah. Every now and then.
But yeah, you know, you get a little bit longer of a drive, you get your mind right. That's when the ideas start flowing. If you can't write them down, then you got to record them into your phone. Obviously. Ugh. It would go so easy now. I got these AirPods. It makes like voice recording like a cinch. Because that's what you need is your voice recording to be easier. I don't even have to pull my phone out. I'm going to say, hey, Siri, record this.
That's so amazing.
That's
amazing.
I'm glancing at my notebook, like even the ones that I thought were funny and wrote down, like, nah, not that good.
All right, let's hear one.
These are just loose ideas. Like they're really not.
It's not even like a fully formed joke.
Well, one, I just wrote 3 or 4 days in Midville on the guys' weekend, and like how the sexual this is not a written joke. This is just a concept, but the fact that like sexual tension builds so much, and then it starts to get really fucking weird. I mean, I have seen two guys
guns like, and fucking man.
Well, no, I've seen two guys like come together and like were joking like they were gonna kiss, and then they fucking actually kissed, and shit was just strange.
How was the kiss again? Was it tongue? Little tongue action?
Just lips. It was just a little pack.
It was a peck.
It was. Oh, okay. It's fucking grooming behavior is what it is. It's two guys that are not.
That's not bad.
Totally comfortable with how straight they are, testing the waters, just sticking a little toe in the water to see how it goes.
Is that how it works?
I was just thinking about like how crazy like prison.
I've been doing
it
wrong this whole time.
Who were you kissing?
I was just thinking about how insane prison must be when it goes well beyond 3 or 4 days and. And then you're just fucking guys at some point in time.
Where you just give in. You're like, ah, fuck it. It's a butthole. It's a butthole.
Well, you got to choose, you know, you got to be one or the other, right? So you got to choose wisely. Or else you got to get a boyfriend with a really small dick.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that? Living that having to live that life in prison? Trapped up and then you...
So you think you would like scope out a guy with like a tiny penis in the shower area?
Like, all right, hey. Hey,
you look tough, and you got a tiny cock.
Well, you have the smallest.
Yeah,
cock.
I would just go for average sized. I think I would just. I mean, I don't want the like the Kim Kardashian two hands of cock coming at me. I mean, that would be terrifying. But I mean, just a little flinter. Wait, are we talking about the front or the back end? What are we talking about?
Oh, I'm just assuming that you're...
I mean, let's face it. I mean, if you're taking it in the back end, you're going to be taking it...
Right.
...in the front end, too.
I mean, who cares how big it is from the front end?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're mostly just, like, spitting and...
I guess it's the difference between, like... and two hands. Yeah.
I suppose as long as it's big enough to fit inside of your mouth.
Man. I think I'd want to be gagged. I think I'd want to be gagged where I'm just getting it out immediately as it's coming in. I think I just want to be gagged. I don't want to have to like sit and really work it. I want to be gagged with it if that how it happened. Just gag me with it. Both ends. Just gag both ends. Just gag me.
Wow.
Just make me ha ha. Just yeah. If I'm in prison, fuck yeah. I've been watching a lot of Lockup lately. Have y'all watched this fucking show on Netflix? Like, well, I guess it was a TV show, but there's all the seasons on Netflix. It's scary shit. But these motherfuckers, God, these fucking prisons. I wouldn't last a day.
You wouldn't learn how to sharpen your toothbrush up?
Fuck.
Somehow you get fire, right? And you melt it a little bit. Then you like sharpen.
Yeah, but my first day, I'm not gonna have time to do any of that shit, and I'm fucked the first day.
Yeah, that's why.
God, if I ever, God damn,
you gotta find a really tough looking guy with a tiny penis to take care of you.
So I mean, you're just first day.
I love how he's like you're doing with your fingers like tiny little penis. Like
I'm just saying, like first day, you're in the showers and you're just scoping out the hogs on everybody around you. I mean, are you glancing quickly? Because I mean, they're in prison. They understand what was going down. I think they're gonna catch on to you, like even if you're just like barely turning the eyes over to.
Nah,
look at that sweet, sweet penis.
Now I think maybe you just try to be real personable. Like, you know, instead of facing the wall, you turn around backwards and you're just like talking to everybody the whole time, like drawing them in.
Like, hey, fellas.
Just winning them over with your personality.
Let's play a game. Red light, green light.
Like, we only get like 10 minutes in here a day. Let's like, why don't we just have fun?
I don't think it's like... Yeah, you might want to watch this show because it's really not like that at all. Like, yeah, especially the first day you get to the prison and they bring you in. It's yeah.
I'm just picturing Morgan Freeman like narrating your first day in the prison. Like he was the one that brought fun to the show. Was. Oh my God.
No, there was an episode where a kid he had road rage and actually accidentally killed somebody.
Jesus.
And was sent to prison for I forget how many years. But man, he was young as shit, probably barely in his 20s. Oh my God. I couldn't imagine. Never been in any trouble before, you know, just normal, kind of normal kid, teenager coming up. I just got pissed and accidentally killed somebody. But God damn, going to this prison.
What kind of prison was it?
It's got to be federal, right?
Yeah. Well,
no, not necessarily.
I guess it was a state penitentiary, but it was fucking rough.
Murder's a state offense.
So.
Gotcha.
Unless he like crossed state lines to do it or something like that.
It may have been like in California.
I thought all murders were.
No.
Okay. You would know. You're an attorney.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't have all the details, but God damn. It's just a crazy show. Mm-hmm. It's just fucking crazy. I mean, you got like that, and you've got just hardcore criminals, and then you've got the ones that mentally aren't all there either. Oh, it's fucking, and what they have to deal with is fucking crazy. And then how many guards there are per inmate. Mm-hmm. It's like insane.
I wonder if there's anything like, I mean, the way that they do it in like Norway and Finland, where you just have, I mean, there is no life prison. There's no death sentence. There's no life in prison. Like typically, I think the longest you can get is like 25 years. Like you could mass murder people and you're like, all right, you're going away for 25 years. And they show you, all right, you're going to make it back out. Usually the prisons are actually kind of cushy. Like, it is this weird thing where people think that prison has to be extraordinarily harsh, but I think there's a bunch of research that shows that, like, there's no benefit by increasing the amount of time that someone goes to prison. I think there may be a sweet spot for certain people, but, like, long prison sentences are just completely useless and a waste of taxpayer money. They don't do anything to actually decrease the likelihood of somebody recidivating.
Right. No, yeah, that's, I mean...
But, I mean, there's just people that have to be out of society because they can't function there, and where else can you possibly put them?
Well, it's like that kid. I mean, I know he made a big mistake, but God, he's going to come out all fucked up. Because it was a rough prison that he was in. A lot of gang activity. I mean, there's gang activity in all of them, but fuck, it was intense. It was real intense. Oh, and his cellmate that he got put with was he a rapist? I think he was a rapist. Was he
an Alrapist?
Mm-hmm. But that guy, they had, like, they were in his cell, and they were talking to him, and his bunkmate, or whatever they call it, was, like, showing him the ropes, or telling him, you know, how it works there and stuff. But he was like, yeah, well, what you need to do first is get your family to send money in so we can buy a TV. We need a TV for our cell. and then you need to, like, buy food for the cell and stuff like that.
Oh, he's hustling.
Yeah. It's like, just, I couldn't imagine. And it scares the shit out of me. Just thinking, if I fuck up, if you just make an accident and it just goes all against you and you have to serve time.
Right.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I just can't imagine that phone call to my parents of like, you guys have got to put some money on my account. We've got to get a TV in here, or I am literally going to be raped. Like, he's a rapist. He's an actual, like, not like a ha-ha rapist. Like, he's a fucking rapist. He's going to get me.
Yeah, and, well...
It's probably not raping people like you.
I love that nobody even questioned what a ha-ha rapist is on that one. We just glossed right over there. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, can you imagine, like, your parents are on a fixed income, and, like, they're trying to weigh out, like, their lifestyle of trying to survive versus giving you money so that you don't get raped in prison?
Right.
Oh, that's a horrible situation to put your parents in.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I've just been watching a lot of that, and
I tell you what I've watched a lot of, which is just one episode so far, the Joel McHale and the Joel McHale Show. Have y'all seen that on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember The Soup?
Yes.
They're just redoing The Soup, right? Oh. And it's awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, I saw part of one episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, it's just like The Soup.
I'm never watching it again.
I liked it, you know. I was never super into The Soup, but it wasn't because I didn't like it. I just didn't watch it a lot.
always love the suit, but then I always forget because it's really funny and the writing is sharp, but then there is an aspect of it where I just get depressed because these are all real shows on television, and you're like, we're fucking doomed. Like, we're not going to make it through this, whatever this shit is. Like, I mean, fucking Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, I think, was the one where...
There's a lot of different Love and Hip Hop shows.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, those shows are...
I think they're wonderful.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I enjoy the hell out of them. I've never seen one. But they look great, just from the clips I've seen on Talk Soup.
But see, that's the problem. There's things that come on Talk Soup that I've tried to watch, like In the Kitchen, or to the Soup, excuse me, In the Kitchen with David, the show on QVC that he used to always make fun of. I've tried to watch that, and it's just like, this is terrible. It's dull and slow, and like the 5 seconds of material that he got that was hilarious is not worth me watching QVC for like 2 hours.
Oh, you know? Right. Of course. That's pretty rarely the case, I would think.
That each show is just wall-to-wall hilarious. Soup nuts.
That would be crazy if...
I don't think I've ever used the phrase soup to nuts before.
Soup to nuts.
Mm-hmm. Front to back.
Just gag me.
Just gag him immediately. God, he needs to be gagged.
I would be hurt. I'd get hurt real bad.
You'd have to shave off those handsome locks.
Yeah.
It's going to make you look more baby-faced, I guess. You have to grow everything out.
Man.
Look real scazzy.
Scazzy?
Scazzy and scuzzy. It's all the same, you know.
Fuck. It would suck. It would suck so bad.
No, you.
Well, yeah, right. I'd be gagging so bad.
I think you'd probably get along all right, you know?
You think so?
Yeah, I think
you... Sure.
I feel like you would, like, you just really fall into the role, you know? It's like, this is what I gotta do. I've only got, like, 4 more years. Maybe I'll get a new roommate, and then I can be the one. We're like, I learn from the best.
You gotta see the same guys over and over and over. All the time. And you're in your cell, except to, like, eat, maybe, like, an hour of recreation.
Right.
Shower, maybe. And just hope that someone's not coming up and shanking you. Just shanking you.
That sounds terrible. I don't ever want to get...
This is another day of avoiding getting shanked or anally raped.
Yeah.
That's what I got to look forward to for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Can't go, man. Can't do it. Just letting you know, I can't do
it. Stay out of prison, kids.
That's right.
It's the worst.
It's real bad.
Prison's bad.
I thought I was the one that always brought the show down.
I don't even know how we got here.
I have no idea.
We did. I brought it up. I apologize. I don't know what made me bring it up.
It's really
affected me, though.
How about a would you rather?
All right. Bring it on.
Yeah.
This comes to us by way of the Your Mom's House podcast with Christina Pazitsky and Tom Segura. They're a big fan of would you rathers.
You should get on the microphone a little more.
What do you mean?
There you go. That's a little better.
What? That was.
It makes a difference.
Why are you so fucking picky this week about the audio quality of this podcast? Out of the blue, like, God damn it. We need to do better, guys.
Now you're Jesus a little too Christ. Close.
Oh, fuck me in the asshole.
You don't have to yell.
Fucking perfectionist out of the blue. Jesus Christ.
I was trying to help TJ.
Ouch.
You were just like, you were barely.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I didn't mean to get all soft.
You sounded good to me.
Try to pay attention.
I thought it sounded good. That was the thing.
That wasn't bad.
I was clipping a little bit. I've been trying to avoid that as well, too, because I also am quite concerned with sound quality, clearly.
This is better. You're drowning off a little bit.
Oh, thanks, man.
Christina Pashkinsky,
yes, that's her name.
Your Mom's House podcast.
Would you rather,
yes,
every time that you're speaking, you're yelling, or every time that you're moving, you are running dead, like full sprint?
Oh. The moving. That's what I would go with.
Just no matter where you move, even if you're just taking a few steps, you're
It's definitely the more socially acceptable of the two, like, because you can.
I just don't.
You can politely warn someone that that's the only way that you can move, and you're sorry, but you gotta go.
But I mean, can you imagine like being in a line somewhere and like every little step you take, you have to, it has to be full speed, like full sprint.
Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
know. You go with the sprinting.
Yeah, I would go with the sprinting.
Yeah.
I think it's much better being fucking loud, just being loud out and about and not, like everybody has to hear. Oh, I fucking hate my dad does that shit.
You can't whisper like everything. It's just yelling out.
You would figure the moving thing out because in a line, you'd be like, I'm sorry.
Just give me a second. Just give me.
You're like, I need to have at least a full stride ahead of me because I have to run it. I'm sorry. It's weird. This is just one of the things.
You're just explaining this.
Like, well, that's why what you do is you don't have to wait. Well, I guess you do. Yeah, there are times.
I mean, really, all you need is at least one stride, and then you could take it, and then you wait again. You're like, let them get one stride. You know,
it would be amazing. I think it would be amazing.
You would figure it out.
It'd be so much fun.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's, hey, you know what? Some of the most creative things ever come out of, like,
where's this going?
Oh, come out of, like, giving yourself limitations, you know? Like, it's really hard to be creative with, like, no boundaries, but you give limitations to, like, a project, and that's when you get to really be creative with it. So you'd figure it out, you know, and you'd have your own system and you'd be able to communicate that to people because you're not yelling every time you're trying to talk.
So it would be really hard to podcast if you were just screaming the entire time.
You can make that. I mean, you can make it work.
We got it.
No, I mean, see what
have,
I mean?
You have to.
I would much rather him
like
be quicker,
full volume,
and go in places than fucking yelling.
You know what? You know what would happen too a lot. I think if you had the running thing, is you would probably just put yourself in a wheelchair and tell people that they had to push you around, or else, you know, you can move just fine. Actually, way more than fine, but it's going to be real weird. Even more weird than if you're just pushing around a perfectly capable person in a wheelchair. So it's your choice, friends.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I would hate the loud talking.
I think the running is more manageable, yeah.
Yeah.
How would it work if you did sit down in a wheelchair? Would you have to, like, push yourself with your arms as fast as you possibly can?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or does it only count with your legs?
I would go only legs. Like, yeah, this wheelchair thing's throwing quite the wrench into this whole situation.
Right. I mean, technology. Let's.
Yeah, but you would still be capable of getting there faster with your arm. I mean, you know what I mean? Or the attempting to get there fast.
Damn it. He did a workaround on the running everywhere full speed.
And, you know, it's more of like a technology workaround.
Oh, is that? You did say running, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. He said running, yeah.
So, like, it's. You know, we could take that factor out by, let's say, you're on a desert island.
I love how you've come up with this idea of you just get someone to push you around in a wheelchair. That's how you get around it.
Or maybe a motorized wheelchair.
I was going to say, yeah, Professor X style.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it'd be better if you had to, like, you know, push your own wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Because somehow you brought this. Have to run everything, everywhere, thing upon yourself.
This bizarre gypsy curse. Like you ran over it. Old hag. So,
you don't deserve to have an electronic wheelchair.
And instead of being like,
this is just a workaround from your curse. You fucking asshole.
Is that the only one you have of those?
That's the only one I have right now, yes.
I mean, I think we broke that down pretty good.
I think we've talked about permanent Cheeto fingers.
Or sweating the cheese.
Cheese whiz.
Cheeto fingers. Mm. Cheeto fingers all the way.
100%.
Absolutely. Fucking sweating cheese. Sweating fucking cheese. That's horrible. just from everywhere. Anywhere you sweat.
I can't, like, honestly.
The fort would get in your eyes.
I can't think of many things at all that would be worse than that.
It's fucking horrible. Like,
but everything.
I love when someone asks you that, and they're like, and you go with the Cheeto, and they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. You're just getting everything yellow.
But everything you touch.
Sure.
Everything, your dog.
So you wear orange clothes. All the time.
I wear rubber gloves all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you don't do it all the time when you go out.
Oh, no.
You have some fun.
Most of the time, I'm just sucking my own finger.
Would you let other people suck it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like.
Would you just come up to people and just, like, open mouth? You just stick it in their mouth? Cheeto finger!
So, you know, my fingers aren't the only thing that have Cheetos all over them.
Now, is it the just regular Cheeto fingers, or is it the spicy or the hot Cheetos?
Oh, no, just regular Cheetos.
Can you make one hot Cheetos
and one Takis? I would do that. I would just do that.
Or is it like cheese puff? Cheetos or like just regular Cheetos?
Yeah, what are we talking? We're not talking about fingers. Like Planters cheese balls, are we?
Cheese balls
make me ugh. I ate a lot of those as a kid, and I just can't eat them anymore. They're just
Did we talk about whether you would have sex with your mom in your wife's body or your wife in your mom's body?
Wait, say that again.
Would you rather have sex with your wife, but she was in your mom's body, or have sex with your mom in your wife's body?
It would have to be in my wife's body.
It's too existential for
me. You would have sex with your mother.
Yeah, I couldn't look at my mother while having sex with her.
Even if you knew it was your sweet, loving wife inside there looking back at you?
Oh, God, that was so hard. It's so hard. Oh. I mean, yes, I want to fuck my wife, but goddamn, I don't want to have to look at my mother every time I fuck my wife.
Not every time. This is a one-time
thing. Oh, just a one-time thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, then I look at my mother fucking my wife. Or with my wife inside my mother, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
It sounded like your mother was having sex with your wife there for a second.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, weird. Look at that. Just totally struck it.
That was weird.
Isn't it, though?
I fucked that up. But I would do the one where my wife is inside. Is that what you said?
Your mom's body?
Yeah, my mom's body.
Your mom?
Yeah. If it's just a one-time thing. I thought you were saying
What if it's like got your dad's breath, though?
Oh my God!
Jesus, this weird amorphous creature we're inventing.
Oh my God!
It's a weird three-way.
I couldn't do that. Not with my dad's breath. God no!
Never noticed my dad's breath before. I don't know if it's.
I don't know if I would even be able to tell, you know, that. But you just
you
know.
You could get lucky and it'd be not if you don't know. And you go with it and it's a surprise. Yeah. So it could be mint. Well, you know what? My dad does a lot of mint. So it might be.
You just know that it is, though.
It's true. Oh, I don't. Oh, God. That's a horrible one.
I think it's your dad's.
That's a tough one.
It's your dad's breath no matter what.
I mean, you don't
the
fuck
other
your
combination
mom.
You do.
You fuck your wife. Not your mom. I mean, unless she's really hot.
What?
Or just really dirty. Like, if your mom's, like, really, like, sexually just
Wait,
really
were
dirty.
Wait, you saying if your mom's really hot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's not bad if you fuck it, right? Isn't that how it works?
It's not as bad. Jesus. Brett's going to be like, what if your mom's in a wheelchair? He's just constantly.
Would you still fuck her?
He's just constantly going to the wheelchair workaround. Like, he keeps going back to that well. Like, what if you had Cheeto fingers, but you were in a wheelchair?
True. I mean, you just have to invent a Cheeto-resistant joystick for a wheelchair.
This has gotten weird.
Have y'all seen the previews for Cobra Kai?
No.
No, but I know. I can't believe it.
It's so weird. I don't know what this is going to be. It's.
What is that coming on?
Is it Netflix? I think this is a Netflix show.
Amazing. Oh, is it a show or a movie?
No, it's a show.
It's a show.
Like, Billy Zabka convinced someone
Have you actually seen like previews?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't seen the previews
yet. Yeah, they show them like stenciling on the wall the whole of like, what is it? Something about show no mercy. Mercy is for the weak. He's putting that on the wall. And then you hear Daniel's son like, why would you ever open this place back up? And then they cut to a shot of Fat Johnny and old Ralph Macchio staring at each other intently across like a mat.
Is he going to make someone paint a fence?
I don't know.
This is amazing.
I can't see.
So it's Ralph Macchio and Johnny?
Johnny is reopening the Cobra Kai.
We don't know that actor's name, but Johnny!
Yeah, Billy Zabka, what are you talking about?
Oh, I was saying Rhett. I was making fun of Rhett.
Yeah, I did.
But yes, Johnny is reopening the dojo. And I mean, I didn't even look up the actor to see if John Kreese is actually still on this world or if he's slipped off somewhere.
Dude.
They just got that one in their back pocket. Fucking John Kreese.
I'm gonna have to watch this.
I only heard I just have
it. I want to watch this. I'm gonna watch this.
Well, Ralph Macchio finally does look old. Like he didn't forever. Age for like 3 decades.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now he's starting to wrinkle up.
Because wasn't he like 30 when they how old was he when he was Karate Kid?
Yeah, he was.
Was old, he still young?
I mean, he was like 15 or 16 or whatever he was in the movie. He was like 20 or 21. Did you ever see what was the HBO show that they just had with him in it? Fuck. Oh, sorry. The Deuce.
Nope, haven't seen it.
Did you see that? He was like. A yeah, cop and the Deuce. Took me a second to get there. Sorry. He's really good.
Set 30 years after the events of the 1984 All-Valley Karate Tournament.
God, 1984.
The series focuses on Johnny Lawrence. Oh, God. What? Siri. Oh, the series focuses. Sorry, I thought I said, hey, Siri. on Johnny Lawrence reopening the Cobra Kai dojo, which causes his rivalry with Daniel LaRusso to be reignited. That's about as much as I gathered from the preview. Yeah, it's got the big stencil on the thing that says strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
Hmm.
And I think that's somewhere in the preview of him going, mercy is for the
so
weak.
So what does Daniel's son do?
I don't know.
It doesn't say.
Oh, sweet. I hope he opens up his own like one-man dojo with some new karate kid. Makes him do bonsai trees.
Karate kid.
Karate kid.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so the trivia on IMDb. Okay, the miniseries, unlike the original Karate Kid movie, involves Johnny.
There were
focuses
three of them?
The story from
four
Johnny's point of view, not Daniel's. And then the third thing down. No, this is a YouTube Red exclusive, so it's not Netflix, it's YouTube. Pat Morita, who played Mr. Miyagi in the previous four Karate Kid movies, will not be a part of Cobra Kai due to his death in 2005.
Yeah, duh.
Thank you, whatever asshole added that little nugget of trivia to IMDb. You jerks.
Wait, how many? We've talked about this before. Was it three? Three Karate Kids?
There's four.
Four.
Four. Mm-hmm. There it is, yeah.
And then the reboot, right?
Oh. Is the reboot not the fourth?
I think we've talked about this before.
It's Karate Kid 1 and 2.
God, Karate Kid shows up a lot
Karate
on the podcast.
And then the new Karate Kid.
Those are all the ones with Pat Morita.
There's not a Karate Kid 3, right? Just Karate Kid 1 and 2, next Karate Kid, new Karate Kid. Right?
Nope. There's the Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. So 1 is the All-Valley Tournament. 2,
oh,
he goes to Okinawa.
Right.
3, he comes back and there's the crazy white dude. And then, surprise, John Kreese is back. And then 4th is the new Karate Kid with Hilary Swank, right?
Right.
Yes. And there's the reboot, which technically is not part of the original Karate Kid canon, but now there's Cobra Kai.
Right. You're right. I'm wrong.
This is amazing.
I'm glad we got that straight. Have I told you guys how incredible the Black Panther is? Go see that movie.
You kind of already ruined it for me.
Yeah. It's like...
Well, they live in this invisible, like, cloaked world.
And oh, it's
you can't see it. It just looks like jungle, they're there. Oh, don't tell me you didn't know that.
No. I mean, everybody sees the previews.
No. But I do want to see it.
Yeah, listen to
it. Or whatever. Don't go see it. I don't care. Whatever. If you don't want to go see it, that's fine. If you're anti-previews, I personally love previews. I think previews are awesome, and I really enjoy them. And if you don't like previews, then go fuck yourself. If you don't want to go see the Black Panther, also go fuck yourself. I don't care. Do what you want to do. It's your life. If you don't like awesome movies with incredible writing, a fantastic story, and an amazing villain.
What about the cinematography?
I didn't particularly notice the cinematography. Ooh. They do go to the spirit world for a while. Spoiler alert.
God damn it! That's number two! Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, also, clearly in the preview.
You had me at spirit world, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. I'm going to go see it.
Did you know we're in the spirit world?
I like the spirit world.
I can't see us.
Can't see us, man.
Right now, I'm in the part of Dark Tower where like Roland's stuck in the...
Oh, fuck.
The pink rainbow, the wizard's rainbow.
Oh, my God.
So, I hear what you're saying. I like the spirit world. Anyway, so there's spirit worlds, and there's, like, camouflage domes. I'm assuming there's weird unobtainium. What is the name of the dam?
It's no. Vibranium.
Vibranium. Oh, God. This is vibranium. Unobtainium. That's what the shield of Captain America is made out of?
Yes.
There we go. I got it. You're welcome, Internet.
You're welcome, the world.
You just thanked the Internet.
I did not. I just told them that you're welcome. So I took my dog to work with me the other day. I took both of them, actually.
Oh, yeah?
My two rescues I had for going on 3 months now.
God, it's been 3 months.
Yeah. It
seems longer.
Yeah, it does. But they still don't love me or care anything about like just being with me. They accept the fact that I feed them and they appreciate it. And they're really sweet about it. But given the option, they would just rather go be on their own. So I had them up at work, had them inside, for most of the time I was there, and they did really well. They followed me around. They didn't stray too far. They were not walking on plants that were on the ground. They finally figured it out that you could walk in the aisles in between. And I was so happy about that. I was really stoked, actually. I was like, you fucking figured it out. It only took you 3 times of going up here, and finally
that's not bad.
They're like, oh wait, if we stay in these areas, it's like solid ground and not like weird plants that we're killing.
I was gonna say, I'm sure like when TJ's baby starts walking, it's gonna feel almost that good is when your dogs figured out that they don't have to walk all over the plants like assholes.
Oh, they figure out other way to be assholes, for sure. Like, for instance, Jamie Lannister decided to take a big dump right in the middle of one of said aisles.
What a shit ass.
But at least it was not on the plants. So, luckily, we keep plenty of rubber gloves there at the greenhouse, so I was able to give a nice little scoop up. You ever held
warm, like fresh shit?
Fresh, warm dog shit.
Yeah, I have.
And a rubber glove in your hand.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, this was just inside you, dog.
Oh, it's like.
That's the worst.
It's a weird temperature because it's warm. It's warmer than you are.
Yeah, it's so really it's warm.
And like. It was a solid texture, you know. I was able to pick it all up in like one one swoop, fell swoop, and it stayed together. And like, you know, you're gonna throw that glove away, so of course you gotta go one before you give it a good squeeze. And you got like poop coming in between your gloved fingers.
Oh,
throw gross. It out. Throw it out.
What is that? Like, I mean, kids have Play-Doh, and you have Play-Doh to play with. Is it just that when you're a kid, you grab things and squeeze them? And what is so satisfying about shit squishing out from between your fingers? Yeah.
It just feels good.
It looks funny.
You're just crushing it, just weird. Squeezing it through. Yeah, it feels funny.
Yeah.
When you're younger, you put everything in your mouth. Like, that's everything. Yeah.
We avoided that this time for once at least. But
as you get older, though, you always just want to squeeze things in your hand.
We got to an area, though, where they were able to easily hop out the window into the great wide open. Under the skies of blue. Out in the fucking woods. They ran without a fucking clue. Because I had no idea where they were. They just took off. And I still have work to do. I was, and that was timely. You know, I had to do it. And so I fucking rushed through it. About 15 minutes later, I was like, all right, go fucking find these dogs. They've run out on their own before, but it's usually in like the field side of where I work. And
right.
I can usually see them even though they're pretty far. And I call them and I give them a hand clap and they're like, oh, and they come running back. And it's been awesome. Not so much this time. I walked out towards the area where they went, which was not the field side. It was the woods. And there's a lot of woods in Oglethorpe County.
What's in them there woods in Oglethorpe?
I don't know what all is in there, but I can tell you that the entire fucking time that I was looking for them, which was 2 hours, there was a constant... like rattle of gunshots, it was a shotgun or something. Somebody, a neighbor pretty close, was, you know, it's rural area, was just pow.
He was shooting the recycling.
Pow, like every 10 to 15 seconds, gunshot.
And that's how that works out there.
And it just continued for fucking 2 hours. The entire time I'm out in the woods looking for this stupid dog, and I say stupid dog because pretty.
Did you think someone was shooting at your dogs?
Pretty soon. They were both out there, but pretty soon after I went and started calling them, one of them came back because she is a good dog. And she loves me and she wants to continue living with me and let me take care of her and feed her. And
wait,
give her
so
all
you have one of the dogs loves you?
I got one that loves me and I got one that wanted to get the fuck away.
Just wanted to clarify, dude, this being an audio podcast, Rhett was just dissing the dog who's in the room right now. I believe, if I was picking up on that correctly.
I was dissing the dog that was in that's in the room right now. Jazzy J ran off and
Jazzy's also naturally like woodsy camouflage, like
she
dark
is,
and
mottled. Oh my god, I was just thinking that. Like, finding either one of them in the fucking woods.
Because everything out there is gray and black and they're wearing their collars and so that jingles. So like I'm walking around just like listening for like leaf crunching and jingles. And it's like so they're behind where I work, there's like these two basic, I don't know if they're old logging roads or like there's these two like trails basically that go out one in one direction and one in the other. And I had to pick one and I started walking. Like I said, Jamie Lannister, she came almost immediately. I leased her up and I was like, all right, she's going to walk with me and she's going to be listening too. Like, where's my sister? You know, she's going to get excited maybe if we get close. And so we start walking in. We walk like probably like a mile down this trail. It's like a road, essentially. You could drive a car through it. And hear nothing. Get no kind of bites from Jamie Lannister. And it's like, oh, shit. Well, I need to fucking walk back, I guess.
I mean, 50% is not bad. Bringing back 50%.
Of
your group.
I've got the one that obviously loves me and you know, so cares, listens to me when I fucking call them.
Right, right. You had the right one.
Right.
You had an opportunity, right? It sounds like.
So, so I turn around and start heading back to work, and in the process. I'm like, this is taking too fucking long. I need to run. So I start running with Jamie Lannister on the leash. And I realize like she runs about 75 yards. And she's like, uh-uh. She's like, I'm not really a runner.
I'm a walking dog.
Yeah, like, I barely like to walk. She's like a saunter kind of dog, for sure. And so we get back to work finally, and it's like the only way I'm gonna really be able to search at all is to get in my car and like let's go off roading. So luckily, you know, I drive a Jeep, but it's not four wheel drive. I just have to be careful about what I'm doing.
Wait, what kind of Jeep is that?
I drive a Jeep Liberty.
Oh, there you go. I just wanted to make sure we clarify that.
Drive a Jeep Liberty. But it's
a Harley compatible. It's Harley compatible. It's got basically Harley parts.
I would say that it's fairly compatible in size and weight to a Wrangler. In any case, there's nothing I said about that. It was wrong. I'm driving a fucking Jeep.
You are driving a Jeep. Yeah.
So I start driving down the other direction that you go in the woods. And the entire time I was pah, pah, pah. And
Was it at any point in time where you were like, I could just cut my dog food like budget in half today by just stopping looking?
About an hour and a half in.
Like I'm saying, I mean,
vet bills over the years, those things add up, man.
Well, no, what I'm saying is about an hour and a half in, I'm driving down this other direction. And
are you getting paid this entire time?
I'm always on the clock. What are you talking about? But I see Jazzy. I see her. I'm in my Jeep. I'm like creeping along. I see her, and she looks at me, and I stop, and I lean out the window, and I'm like, Jesse! And she looks at me, and she turns, and she runs the opposite direction as fast as she fucking can. She's like, no fucking way. I won't have anything to do with this guy. I hate him. I don't know. He keeps me locked in his backyard all day. She hates me. She runs off, and I try to follow her, like... And she runs past a place where a tree is falling over the road, and I immediately stop and like get out of the car with Jamie Lannister, and start trying to chase after Jazzy J, and she's just immediately gone to the I can't find her, and I walk down this trail for another maybe quarter mile or so, and realize she's just gone.
Oh, Jazzy, you piece of shit. Oh.
She's just gone.
Oh, and, dick.
So I walked back with Jamie Lannister, realized that the tree that had fallen over, in my haste, I just was trying to catch her, but I realized that there's part of it was broken, and I could pull it out of the way, and I could drive past it. So I do that, drive, and go quite a ways down this road, which... just ends up into a big field, like somebody's field, and I pull up in the field to the place where I can see the most, and I see no dog. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I try one other fork off of this road and go down as far as it goes and see nothing and have no idea where to find Mrs. Jazzy J. Decided to drive back, and
I was about to say, spoiler alert, I'm petting Jazzy J right now, just in case anybody's... I think I might be fucking up the tension of your story. People are like, what's going to happen?
Now I drive back, and on the way back, I call Marisa, and I'm like...
piece of shit, dude.
I lost it. I lost one.
It's like, I'd already called her and told her I lost one, and I was looking for her.
This dog clearly hates us.
Yeah, it's gone. Like, she doesn't love me. You know, she doesn't want to be around me. She doesn't... she wants to run away. She wants. She's been living on the streets for too long. That's her nature.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to have anything to do with me. And
wait, were you thinking about dog Jazzy J or the real Jazzy J?
I was thinking about dog Jazzy J. And
they're just merging
like,
together.
And I was like, you know,
she's just scamming people, like lying for no reason, just to fuck with people on the streets of Athens.
I said, you know, I don't know if I want a dog that doesn't love me. I mean, I don't, she doesn't deserve us. That dog does not deserve us. You know, if she came back now, I don't think I would.
It's going to take a lot from that dog to be able to win me back over.
I'm on the phone with Marisa literally saying these exact words, and she comes running down the driveway. And she went some crazy, weird, long-ass way around, and she came running, and I hopped out of the car, and I called her, and she came running to me, and like, made me feel like she missed me and loved me so much. She couldn't believe that.
Damn.
Couldn't believe that I left her. Jazzy J, you fuck with my emotions.
Dog's working you.
I swear.
Yeah, she's got you.
She's hustling. She's like, she knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So now I get to be as dirty as I want. You can't do anything about it. How's that?
Wait, was that the dog talking or you?
That's the dog.
Now that I got you.
Yeah.
Now that I found you.
It's on
I can
now,
be
dog.
As dirty as I want.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah. Rough. Yeah.
I had to give Jazzy J a 3 o'clock in the morning fucking quick bath.
Fucking at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Just 3 o'clock in the morning. I had to give her a good fucking.
Fucking.
At 3 in the morning. Fucking. Good fucking.
Oh my God.
I bet you had to give her a bath after that good fucking.
You wonder why this dog is trying so hard to get away from you.
Damn.
Tom Papa does a great bit where he talks about like people like, oh, my cat loves me. He's like, hey, just leave the door open for a while. See what happens.
They come back. I let my cat outside.
That was a thing that popped up. I think I've talked before about the fact that the news on Oglethorpe or whatever, that page like is 80 to 90% just missing animals. Like because people can't keep their animals. But
yeah,
there was a cat missing the other day and it was like, oh, our cat's missing. It's like answers to Lily. And I was like, that cat doesn't answer to shit. There is no way. You're like, come here, Lily. And the cat's like, oh, that's me.
Meow.
Meow. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Weird old granny cat. There. Yeah. Oh, my name's Lily, mister. Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, cats.
Meow, meow, you guys.
All cats are granny cats.
You guys. I think they're all just Cartman, basically. Like, fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys. I'm giving him.
Fucking hate you guys too much. Farm Kitty's definitely just a variation of Cartman, yeah.
Of course, because you have no imagination.
I can't come up with a new voice for that cat. That's just a typical cat voice. It's aloof. It's just a piece of shit. Like, that's... I can't come up with a better one.
Yeah, guys.
It works.
No, yeah.
What can you do? So we're going to talk about this shooting. Did we talk about it last week? Did it happen before last week?
Yeah. We talked about it on the previous episode.
We talk about the outcry.
Wait, what? I was good God, man. I was noticing the...
I'm sorry.
I'm having a little trouble putting like two sections of words together.
Out. Cry.
I'm not sure if we should have this conversation right now if talking is that difficult for you.
Probably shouldn't.
No.
Yeah. That's what makes it perfect. Let's
this
have
one,
it.
This one, I mean, I will say this one feels different. Like, it feels like something is actually possibly about to change. And I hope that's the case. Like, I really, really do. I mean, there was that thing, Marco Rubio did like a CNN town hall, I think, today.
I saw some of that.
And there were a couple of things on the internet, and I heard somebody talking about this, and they were kind of gushing about the fact that people were yelling at Marco Rubio and like giving him shit. And I'm like, what the fuck ever? I mean, people are obviously angry, and I'm not going to take that away from anybody, but like, I'm not going to take pleasure in somebody like, fuck you, Marco Rubio, in public. I mean, I just don't think there's much to be gained from that. But
You haven't tried it yet.
No. I read an article about it, and Marco Rubio is actually a man who gets like an A+ rating from the NRA. which is probably a terrible thing, was actually saying, like, I'm reconsidering my thoughts on AR-15s. I'm reconsidering things about, like, high-capacity magazines. He's one of the few people actually talking about those, which I think is probably the main
issue. Yeah, fuck you, Marco Rubio.
No, a fucking Republican is changing the way he's actually thinking about weapons and, like, going against the NRA. Like, that's what I'm curious to see how the NRA reacts, because they're on shaky ground right now as far as public perception. And that's what, there was a representative from them there, and I think I got the state senator and one other person, maybe a representative, and Marco Rubio.
Do you think the influx of all these, pro-gun memes is a result of NRA really feeling threatened?
Well, I think there's definitely manipulation of social
definitely
media.
Definitely the memes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Memes threaten everybody.
But I'm hoping, like, from what I saw, I'm hoping that this might be, like, maybe the sunset on the NRA being such a fucking powerful political entity that it's become. Like, I'm hoping that that's not going to be the case for very much longer, because that needs to not be the case, in my opinion.
Right, of course.
Put them in check.
It's all really weird, but it seems very unlikely that that's going to change that much.
If that's the thing, if one, because public opinion, I think, is very much against the NRA. It's like legalization of marijuana. Public opinion is very much for it. The politicians, because of who they are and what they're on, they can't align themselves with the public for some fucking reason, because they have this ideology. And that's what I feel like with the NRA. Like, They have to essentially lick the NRA's balls, or the NRA can affect public opinion against them. But if one person comes out and is like, "Hey, this is bullshit. We need to ease up on this," I think maybe those dominoes might start falling a little bit. God, I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I hope so as well. Plus, I just like, I love watching a domino pattern. That thing's cool as fuck.
It seems like you saw that more in the 80s, more in like shows like That's Incredible or something. They were like, I seem to remember more as a child seeing large arrays of dominoes.
Dominoes, yeah. It used to be a thing.
I see a lot of memes on it.
God, this is just Facebook about ridiculous. It.
Do you love memes or do you hate memes? I can't figure this out.
I hate them.
But do you watch them?
I think talk I've, about them a lot.
I think I've seen every single one.
you sure?
Some new memes, y'all. Hey, get me meme impressive.
I don't know any memes off the top of my head. There's that baby with the fist up, like, what, confident baby?
I mean, give me something original, like, you know, Ermagur or something like that.
Ermagur.
Ermagur.
That's the original. That's an early meme, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe I only like early memes.
Willy Wonka looking all cocky and saying something. Kermit the Frog sipping tea.
Right. Classic
those
memes.
Those are two of the...
I only like meme classic.
Gotcha.
I don't like all this, like, new meme.
What about Thug Life, where the digital shades drop down and the joint goes flying into the person's mouth?
I like that, but is that more of a gif?
I mean, it's a gif, but it's a meme.
Is it a meme gif?
It's a meme gif.
I don't know. I'm going to look some up, though, now that you've been talking about it this whole time.
All right. Just don't share any, please.
Oh, I'm sharing. I'm sharing them all.
You're sharing, share
would
like.
You, would you consider the Jesus, Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan meme as Jesus? Was that a meme?
Okay, well, first of all, that one fooled my father, so I have a personal love and hate for it. How dare you? Because.
There's a lot of memes, dude.
There are a lot of memes. That's for sure. There might be, you know, in my world, there's an infinite number of memes.
This is stupid.
Memes are dumb. Don't you think so? They put out a lot of false information in a little tab.
Are these some? I recognize that one.
I mean, yes, those are all memes. For sure. Why don't you read some?
There's no reason to read some. These are stupid.
The year in memes.
Just trying to figure out how compelling it is for an audio podcast for the host just to be looking at things and not in no way describing them or offering any.
Dude, there's a whole bunch.
They're just memes.
I knew, man. There's a fucking webpage full of memes, dude.
These aren't even good. I was just looking at images of them.
These are shitty memes. Like, we're not even looking at any good memes.
You know what? All memes. You know, there's one meme. One meme with many faces.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, no matter how hot the meme is, there's some guy that's tired of fucking that meme.
Tired of her shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tired of the meme shit.
Oh, tired of that meme shit?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You still fuck it. You still fuck a meme, even if you're tired of its shit, but you're tired of its shit.
No, I thought that was the thing, that you were tired, the person was tired of fucking the meme.
No, you're tired of its shit. Get it together. Why don't you look up your weird slang dictionary?
Weird slang dictionary? So urban for you is weird slang?
Wait, what?
That's what I'm usually looking for, urban dictionary, right?
Why would you look up that in urban dictionary?
Because there's no weirdslangdictionary.com. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, there is.
There's a weirdslangdictionary.com?
Yeah. No way. Why don't you look it up?
No way. I'm not looking it up. You've made this claim. I don't think I need to have to prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, motherfucker.
I certainly don't have to.
Yeah. What are we talking about? I was too busy looking at shitty memes. Is it memes or memes?
They're all shitty.
This isn't really a meme, but I did find a video of another person shooting a large amount of Tannerite.
Okay.
And in this one, and again, this is my mom describing comics to my nephew. I apologize, but they're like 50 yards away. Apparently, he's filled up a refrigerator with Tannerite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You saw the door?
Shoots it, and there's just, you could see this shit just come flying directly back at him. He's behind a tree, and it just smashes into the tree next to him.
Holy shit.
People need to stop shooting Tannerite, but if they are going to, they need to immediately have it on the internet for me to watch.
God damn.
That's crazy.
Isn't it, though?
What would happen if he shot it when it was full of Tanner poop?
What?
When I first saw that video, I thought it was fucking fake.
I'm still wondering because it looks a little over the top.
It does. I mean, the way, here, I'm gonna show it to you, Rhett. You haven't seen it?
I feel like it looks a little more cobra.
You've seen it, right, Rhett? Oh fuck! That just fucked that up.
Do it.
Is he not doing it?
Do it.
Oh, it's not playing.
Hey, play on that shit, man.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch. Oh. Watch.
Do it,
shoot it.
Whoa.
Did you see that?
Holy shit. Whoa.
It looks...
I love that laugh. the laugh that doesn't match up with someone almost just fucking died.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you know it's the millennials we need to worry about. They're doing this kind of shit.
You have to slow it down so you can see like if it's,
pixelated?
Yeah, or through the tree, you know what I mean? Like, I have to go like behind the tree. That's crazy.
Like that shot in Return of the Jedi where you can see the TIE fighter through the Millennium Falcon?
Oh, right.
The one little mistake. At the time, I think I saw somewhere that at the time that was the most elaborate special effects shot in the history of movies.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
The shot, yeah, at the end of Return of the Jedi when the battle starts, the Millennium Falcon's flying in and just so many TIE fighters just come swarming out.
Huh.
Yep.
Wow. Learn something every day.
I learned something today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I can't remember what it was.
Hell, I couldn't go to prison?
No, we know that. We've talked about that.
I'm just making sure everybody knows I cannot do that.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Are you saying that like in a situation where you had no choice to commit a felony, are you going to take yourself out or are you going to...
I just can't go to prison.
What he's saying is he's going to kill the judge and everybody involved.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I can't go. No, I just can't. I just can't.
I'm pretty sure that's what he was saying.
I think it's, yeah, it's pretty clear.
Anyway, whatever. Continue what you were saying.
No, I still can't remember the thing I learned today.
Did you learn that?
Was it?
Oh, did you know that they have Mandarin chicken?
That's what I thought. That's what I was trying to think of. It was probably food related with him. Like he learns somewhere sold like this type of sandwich.
At the Golden Dragon.
Are you asking if I'm aware of the concept of Mandarin chicken or if they have it?
Did you know that they have Mandarin chicken?
I'm just saying this is like earlier when you stopped the sentence after fucking and we thought that you were having sex with your dog. You've got to understand that when you're like, did you realize they had Mandarin chicken?
First of all,
and then there's this long pause where like, do you really? Are you asking if I understand the concept of Mandarin chicken?
No, that they had it at the Golden Panda in Lexington.
No, I didn't realize that. Is it good?
No.
I fucking hate that place.
There's nothing that is good, but it's eatable.
It's plentiful.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you have to get a kid's plate or else.
You get a bucket of Coke.
Right.
No, I can't. It's just small Chinese food.
It's the worst, but it's really fast.
It is really fast.
like you have your food within like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How often do y'all eat there?
I do it probably like once every 2 weeks or so.
Really?
Yeah. I try not to go every week, but it's so fast.
Oh, that's great.
It's gross. Great.
It's consistent. I mean, it's the same thing every time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's something to be said about that. You know what you're getting.
I should say, the Mandarin chicken, it was like the least greasy thing that I've eaten there. So, it's, you know.
That's your four-star review?
Yeah.
Like, least greasy thing I've had from this restaurant.
Yeah, it made me want to throw up in my mouth while I was eating at the lid.
How far into it do you get before it's a chore to finish?
I never finish. Are you fucking serious?
But that's what I'm saying. Like that's the thing with mild Chinese food is like it really does start out like delicious. Like the first couple of essentially the bite on the toothpick that you sample is amazing. And then it's all just downhill, and it I don't know if it just depends on how hungry you are, but at what point do you hit that threshold of like, this is just garbage, I can't finish this?
Oh, it's half.
Half?
Yeah, I get about halfway down, I'm like, I've had enough. You know, like I'm full, if I eat the rest of this, I'm going to be too full, and B, I'm going to feel terrible about myself. Not to mention, I'm going to blow my fucking underwear out. Goodness gracious.
I just love you do it, though. You do it every couple of weeks. I mean, you fucking go back.
I'm getting.
I still go to Arby's once every like 6 months or so. I know what's going to happen. Like, I know it's going to be shitty food. And in 20 minutes, I'm going to have an explosion come from my bowels. But for some reason, I'm still just like, I'm going to want a French dip.
It's either that or Blazers.
What is Blazers?
Blazers wing place.
Blazers?
Yeah.
Wings and what else?
Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah, they got like sandwiches and burgers and stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, that's all frozen, not good stuff.
Fish plates on Bang.
Eh.
I don't remember fish plates. I'm not sure if they're actually, in fact, on Bang.
They're, their wings are pretty
what
tasty.
What is a fish plate on Bang?
No, the fish plates are on Bang.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
it's like being on
Fleek.
Yeah.
I thought that was like how you ordered it.
That would be.
It's like, I was like, no. What? Why is the fish on a Bang, man? What's a Bang?
They would run you out if you had fish plates on Bang.
Fish plate on Bang.
Then fish plates on Bang.
So it's it's between that place and Blazers.
I'm sorry you caught me off guard with that.
No, I mean it's really okay. There's four options. Okay, there's really only three options. It's Blazers, Golden Panda, and tacos. All three of which you're going to regret afterwards.
You're not even including Chicken Express.
No, Chicken Express is not even an
option. Have they fixed their intercom?
No, of course not.
Holy shit.
Chicken Express is not an option.
It's coming up on a decade now, I think.
And neither is Subway. And, oh gosh, if every once in a while I'll do the Bell's Deli or the Bell's counter.
I've been pretty impressed with Bell's. It's a weird thing where like the food the food's decent, but I'm never full for very long after I eat the Bell's. I don't know why.
What? Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it sounds good though. It sounds like you can get back to work or something. You know, like I hate being like sluggish after eating some bullshit at lunch.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the Bell's salad bar is excellent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's not one.
There's not one.
I love listening to y'all talk about the options out there. It's just great.
Yeah, isn't it?
If you are craving chicken fingers, do you ever go to the Golden Pantry?
No, I know they have that nation-renowned... Fried chicken.
No, the crispy crunchy chicken?
That's not the
Golden Pantry. That's the place over in Crawford. I'm talking about the Golden Pantry in Lexington. It's got the biscuits in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about, but no.
Golden Pantry by my house has great biscuits. Mm-hmm. I will swear by a Golden Pantry biscuit off Highway 53, Hog Mountain Road.
Man, you guys, there's so many biscuit options down that way.
I get a biscuit there quite often.
Is there still that biscuit? Let's talk about businesses that may or may not still be open.
Yeah. Are you about to go about the biscuit barn?
No, it's about to reopen as Racer's Cafe.
What?
Yep.
What?
Are you talking about?
They've repainted a small portion of the weird trailer that it's in.
Off of 78?
Yep.
Holy shnikes.
It says, opening soon, Racer Cafe, coffee and donuts.
Donuts.
I don't want donuts out there. I don't want donuts made in a small trailer.
What's wrong with that?
I just don't want donuts. I want, biscuits aren't good for you, but donuts are bad. It's everything about a biscuit with a shit ton of sugar on top.
But if you do it every 2 weeks.
Like, give me a biscuit without the protein, but then with just loads and loads of sugar instead. That's what I would like for breakfast.
I'm going donuts. Because
I apparently enjoy being 400 pounds.
I wonder what their coffee's like.
I have no idea.
Hmm.
I'm not even sure if this place is going to actually make it into existence. It might just be someone fucking around with the sign.
That's Oglethorpe County for you.
Yeah. Just missing animals and people fucking with you about restaurant options.
Oglethorpe.
What's the name of that pig?
What? Oh, Fancy Pig.
Fancy Pig.
Fancy Pig.
Fancy Pig was missing for like half a day.
She was.
Poor Fancy Pig. She just loves those donkeys.
Just, yeah, over next door with the... Which I'm kind of surprised that... I don't know how horses and pigs interact, but I know that donkeys don't like small things. They'll stomp the shit out of like a dog or a coyote.
Will they?
And I'm a donkey, yeah.
Really?
That's why sometimes you'll see donkeys in fields with cattle. Like, it's to keep coyotes out. Because they just naturally have this thing where they want to stomp the shit out of dogs. But I'm assuming they would stomp the shit out of a cute little pig wearing a dress. Like, fancy.
Maybe not, though.
Maybe they like their dress. They're like, gee, you get a pass.
You imagine walking up on a...
That
just in the
pig
woods.
Is too fancy for stomping.
Yeah.
Fancy pig.
Like, I think
fancy... Holy Pepper, you stop stomping on that pig. I mean, can I get a half of a drink for that?
I was trying to figure out, here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down.
Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. That's all I know of that song.
I really thought the new colonel from the KFC commercials was in the room just now singing that song.
Thank you.
Have you not seen, you don't see many commercials, do you?
Oh, no, I see the same fucking Samsung commercial.
Oh, shit. Is that why you have Samsung?
1,000 times.
Fuck, I got the Diet Coke one. Did you get the Diet Coke one? The new Diet Coke one?
I've gotten the one with the ginger kid who he supports all things ginger. For Diet Coke and ginger. And then the other one is the Diet Coke and mango.
Ew.
I can't remember.
Well, it's all the new flavors they have, right? Like, that's the thing. But that one commercial with the woman coming out of the store, and she's like, then she comes out walking and talking. Because at the Super Bowl, I think they had the other part of it where the guy like passes her and they kind of nod at each other, and then that's a different commercial when the guy's like walking the other way.
Ah, it's like but a anything whole Diet that we were on, universe.
It was like it would come on all the fucking time. It was on all the fucking time.
Hey,
like
what do you think is going to be the next commercial episode of the Diet Coke universe? Dude, I can't wait for Diet Coke, you know, Cherry Bomb. I can't wait for Diet Coke Jism.
I bet there's a Diet Coke meme.
I can't wait for Diet Coke licorice. I can't wait for Diet Coke schmegma. Oh, that's all I got. No, but the, keep seeing the fucking Samsung commercial. Can?
Is this why your new fridge is a Samsung?
Oh, I know that commercial. I know what you're talking about.
It's the worst. It's like every commercial break on the fucking Olympic, NBC Olympic channel.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. It is for me at least. Maybe not anybody else.
Well, the Diet Coke was a lot. We watched a lot of college basketball, and we used the ESPN app, and that Diet Coke commercial, it was the only commercial that you would get. It was just like over and over and over and over again.
Ugh.
It's weird when you stream shit, like the commercials you'll get, and you just constantly get those for
however long. Do you think I subconsciously bought Samsung appliances because I saw that commercial?
Yes.
It's a hell of a coincidence.
That is weird. You went full tilt on fucking Samsung.
We scoped those things out way before that fucking Olympics started, but God dang it.
No, they were probably there.
I think that they know that I bought them and they're like, yeah, I gotta get us some more. You love a Samsung. You're watching it on a Samsung TV right now.
Probably.
Yes.
God dang it. They got fucking microchips and all their shit. They're monitoring me.
Think it's Russian hacking? Sowing Discord?
I'm just so glad that Donald Trump is here to save us from all of this.
And it's all fucked up. Does your phone tell you, like, when you get up in the morning and you head out, like, how many minutes is going to take you to get to work?
No.
Like, your pat? Yeah, mine
doesn't. I don't need to know that. I already know that.
It's weird. Mine pops up every day. Like,
it'll do it.
Mine doesn't, but
I've had that happen before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird. They know everything.
I'm so wired. It's ridiculous. It makes me kind of crazy sometimes, but I really like using it for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
It makes driving and texting easy.
Well, there you go.
You just double tap your ear and
to make it easier, tell or to make it safer.
You tell Siri what you want to say. And about 7% of the time she gets it right.
Oh yeah.
Wait, 7% or 77?
Just 7.
Just 7.
70 times 7.
I mean, 7%'s not... I mean, that's pretty bad.
It's not...
It's low.
It's not zero.
That's true.
So there's that.
Yeah, there's something there. It's getting it.
She's getting better. She's figuring out how to talk.
Once in a while.
All you listeners out there know it's not easy to understand what the fuck I'm saying. I can't even say complete words without stumbling over every third or fourth one.
That sentence took a weird turn halfway through, and he just changed up mid-word.
They do get weird. It's like this weird, like, it's like,
I just like watching,
real chunky and just,
just like watching him work sometimes.
It's like walking through mud.
Because then you lose your boot.
And yeah, you're like, sometimes you get stuck and you gotta you're just there for a moment.
You're like, we're going the wrong way. Let's try this other way.
And you even get the sound of the boot getting stuck. That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it sounds like in my head.
All right. Oh, man.
I hear ya.
He did that like he was blind. He's reaching out there. All right. I hear you.
You guys can go to ArmageddonAfterParty.com.
He's just proving to us, I don't even need all my senses to do this podcast. Hold the...
There you can find all the information you want about Armageddon After Party. I think the whiskey's got my mouth so dry that I can't fully form words.
Shit.
You guys can follow us on Twitter at After Party Pod. Gerald Importante over there. TJ Higgins. Follow me on Instagram at dick.leverboy. Hey, thanks. We had fun. I hope you did too. And shit. From the beat. God dang it. Don't laugh me out. You ruined it. You ruined it. It was going good. I'm sorry. Jazzy, help me out here. From the bunker in beautiful Athens, Georgia, I'm Dick Loverboy saying goodbye for the Reverend Florist and Pig Roast. Say goodbye, boys. Say goodbye, Jazzy.
We hate you.